This is our discussion on collective memory.
Okie dokie, so we have three questions here, guys. We're going to be looking at whose duty is it to remember, why might this be problematic, what are trauma and suppression, and what role do they play in forgetting? And I think also we can definitely make links to the things we just learned in terms of, like, you know, individual memory, collective memory, all that kind of stuff. I think it's good that we use that type of language and terminology. So, yeah, let's get it moving, guys. What do you think? Whose duty is it to remember?
It's honestly arguable.
Yes, it's honestly arguable because it can be argued that it's the government's duty to remember all, like, the past and to kind of, like, embrace it with, like, kind of, like, maybe holidays or remembrance days when the event has happened. Or it can also be argued that it's up to the citizens to remember what had happened on the day and kind of, like, not forget what had happened in that event.
To add on to Ryan's point, I think, again, it's like the nation's duty to remember because those, especially for when it comes to those who have fought for our country, because as they mentioned the text, like, we don't want them dying twice. Like, they've already died once for our country. And in order, like, to keep their legacy, you know, like, going, like, we want to keep, you know, telling their stories that, like, their stories stay alive in our nation's, you know, kind of, I mean, in our mind.
I think one thing that's also important to remember is the context behind it as well, because when you look at the question of memory and we take it into the perspective in terms of whether it's individual, collective, whatever, something that's happened within a country or, like, historical, all that kind of stuff, or mainly what I'm talking about is individual and collective, I think it's important because, and this connects to the last question, it's sort of this idea of, if it's an individual memory that wasn't very shared, it wasn't shared very collectively or whatever, then it really is up to you whether you should carry that duty of remembering. And especially when we look at trauma and stuff like that, right, we're looking at, is this something that needs to be like carried and needs to be remembered, or is it gonna hurt me too much, kind of thing, you know what I mean? So looking at this whole thing of whose duty, I think it is important to understand that it really does depend on whether that is a collective one or individual one, and those things can mesh together, you know what I mean? Where individual memories can also overlap with collective memories as well. So I think it's, definitely an interesting relationship between those things. So,
yeah, and adding on to that, I think collective memory, it holds a really important message, I suppose you could say. So in this text, they're talking about the Holocaust, and just trying to imagine a world where people wouldn't remember what happened it outlines the importance of why people should start remembering, and why people having the duty to remember is really important. So nations should be teaching their citizens about what has happened in the past, like World War II and World War I, so that it doesn't happen again in the future. There's lessons that are carried on with that, and I think for that reason, it's a duty for the government to remember and teach other people.
Why this can be problematic, I think, is because some people might assume it can be, like, forced, and some people might not want to associate with certain memories, which is why it's not really, it's up to the nation or the people of the nation
to remember,
yeah.
Yeah, I think not to, you know, keep on going, but I am. But I mean, I think it can really be, like, at the end of the day, and not to be too whatever off and all that kind of stuff, but, like, we are, like, whenever someone's born and stuff, for the most part or whatever, at the end of the day, like, when you scratch away everything, you're an individual, you come into the world alone, kind of thing, and you can, you know, lead a life. You know, especially in the context of your memory, of your mind, all these things that you think about, you can lead yourself in terms of where you want to go at the end of the day. So it is really interesting when you look at the thing of, oh, do you choose to take the responsibility? Because there are some real heavy things in the world, in history, all that kind of stuff, you know, that some may say, and a lot of people will say, there is a duty that every single human on earth should be remembering, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day too, those things, remembering them does have an actual impact on people, on a person, all that kind of stuff. So it is definitely a decision I believe has to be made individually, but it also is definitely influenced by, you know, those around you, the way you're brought up, all that kind of stuff. So I think a lot goes, like, what you choose to remember and what you believe is your duty to remember, and I'm doing quotation marks, I think is, oh, dang, what was, like, it tells a lot about, you know, sort of who you are to some degree, right? So,
yeah,
it's definitely, yeah, definitely an interesting and important question, but, no, we got, like, plenty of questions. You guys want to talk about the third question? We're good. What are trauma? We got time, right? What are trauma and repression? What role do they play in forgetting?
Yep. So I think trauma and repression, I mean, the first thing that I think of when that comes to mind is people who have experienced something traumatic and it those memories impact them in a negative way. And I think they do play quite a big role in forgetting, because I think, I mean, I haven't really met anybody that has trauma, or at least not that I know of, but I would imagine that trauma is really painful to go through and it sort of really impacts your mental health. And I would assume that a lot of people would want to forget what would happen or what happened that caused the trauma. And I think that plays quite an important role in forgetting. And to an extent, you could say that that isn't a good thing. I think it might be helpful for the person that's experiencing the trauma, but I think the person that's experiencing the trauma also can share these memories with others, and that really teaches a lot about what they went through and how to avoid it next time and stuff. So
So I just wanted to add on to the point of trauma. So I feel like those who have had traumatic experiences, they would try their best to forget it and just to move on and you know continue living their lives, but at the end of the day, I really do believe that such experiences, they do shape you to be the person that you are today, and you wouldn't be who you are today without those experiences and without having lived through that. So I think at the end of the day, you can never really forget it, like, it's because it's a part of you. But I think that, like, despite all your efforts, I think that forgetting is, I don't know if you can ever really fully forget, you know.
Yeah. And also, now I want to talk about repression. I mainly want to talk about repression, and because it plays a really big role in a lot of people forgetting what had happened on a certain event. One of these includes the Chinese government, and what they say was nothing that happened in 1984 during the Tiananmen Square protests, or also known as the Tiananmen Square massacre. Like, in China, it's like a lot of people who try to speak out about it have either been killed or arrested, with no news of, like, the protesters in that day. Like, no one knows what had happened to them. So I guess that also plays a big role in, like, not really knowing what had happened on that day.
Yeah, and I mean, to add on to that, like, that whole thing of institutional memory, when that goes down, it sort of breeds something within the people too, you know, because there is actions that, you know, when you recognize, like, humans are very basic, like, in terms of a base level, when you look at, oh, I do something and there's a heavy consequence, right? And off of that, you learn to avoid certain things. So it goes deeper than, like, institutionalized stuff. It's really important, because we have to understand that literally these people in power and these systems that we're set inside on our daily living, those things are forming, you know, us, our children, the generations down the line, all that kind of stuff. That's why it's super important to understand the system and then sort of, like, see, like, where it's taking you, all that kind of stuff. I did have one question. I was sort of wondering, like, this whole thing of trauma and repression. Sure, we talked about individual stuff in terms of, like, you know, going through that and all. But I want to ask you guys a question about, you know, generational trauma. You know, things that go through generations, generational, like, you know, all that kind of stuff. I don't know if you guys have any thoughts on that or anything, or if that's something we want to take away for the next time and think about. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, like. Yeah, we can think about it. Yeah.
Just want to add on the institution bit of trauma. I feel like the institution, as in the governments, try and bring back the memories and trauma in some ways. An example was how the government dealt with rape issues regarding women's safety in India. And there used to be, like, a lot of procedures that these women would have to go through to charge the victim.
To file a case or something.
To file a case, yeah. So,
yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, I think institutions play a big role in trying to.
Yeah. All right, cool. Good discussion. We're going to end it off there. Nice.